So, Jack, tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, what club you're in, where you're from, those kind of things.
I'm 17. I'm from the Tri-County Trailblazers, and I live just east of Page, North Dakota.
So, what kind of projects are you involved in, Jack?
Well, mostly I've been doing woodworking or some metalworking or some crops, and that's pretty much about all I've done throughout my 4-H career.
Have you had your did you participate at state fair or county fairs at this point?
I haven't done any state fairs, but we had our local achievement days a few weeks ago, I think.
How well,
And
how did you do there?
that was up in Hope. I did pretty good. I got a geez, I got a grand on. I made a boot rack out of some horseshoes as like a metal art, and I got a grand on that. And then I made a little step stool out of some wood, and I painted a duck and a fish on it. And I think I got a reserve on that too. So overall, pretty good for only putting in two projects this year.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
And you said you're also in public speaking in 4-H?
Yeah, I mean, it's helped me a lot, like just doing some demonstrations at some meetings, or I did some crop judging a couple times, I think, and that was pretty fun. But yeah, I've always been a shy speaker, but yeah, 4-H has helped me a lot with my public speaking. I'm a lot better at talking to people now.
Obviously. Tell me, why did you get involved in 4-H?
I was involved in 4-H in Page when I was younger, and then we found this new club in Galesburg, and so we joined that, and that's something my dad's always wanted us to be in. And so me and my three siblings are in 4-H, and we've been in 4-H for 5 years now.
What do you enjoy most about being a member?
Being involved with my community, and that's pretty much the biggest thing. I get to see a bunch of people from all over the place, meet new people.
It's really it's fun because it's those friendships that you make that are going to last a long, long time.
And I went to that Extension Youth Conference at NDSU there, and I still talk to guys to this day from that camp, and yeah, that helped a lot too. Got to meet a lot of new friends and did a community service activity, and yeah.
Being a part of that camp, it gives you a larger perspective than just your club or at the county level, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it does, yeah, because you got guys coming from all over the state. Yeah.
So, senior this year, is that right?
Yep, senior this year. Yep, at Hope Page High School.
What plans or ideas do you have for the future?
I'm thinking about going to NDSU for some ag systems management. That's what I think I'm gonna do.
What sends you down that direction, Jack?
Well, I work on the family farm here, and that's something I'd like to continue to do. And so I was looking at some different degrees at NDSU there, and ag systems management really stood out to me. It's kind of got a little bit of everything to it. It's not all engineering or all math. It's kind of got a little bit of everything, and I feel like that'd suit me well.